we've been asking you through a survey up at KLW.org, what role do religion and spirituality play in your life? Heather Hernandez responded. She's a Berkeley librarian who calls herself a Zen atheist. She says she realized she was an atheist first, but then discovered Zen through a book. That also made sense to her. Atheism was how she thought about God, but Zen was a way to slow down and be thoughtful about her life.
I'm Heather Hernandez. I'm 51, and I consider myself a Zen atheist. The atheist thing came first. My parents were Episcopalian. When I was about 2, I was baptized. Our rules were that we had to go to church until we were 18. I didn't always have to be upstairs for the entire service, but at a certain point, my parents would let me be excused or would let me open a book as long as I were quiet and respectful. And when it came time for confirmation, I just didn't consider that a wise step because I didn't believe. My mother, I would say, was the most religious, most spiritual person in the household, and her very good friends and neighbors, to them, their spirituality was ever present, like the air that they breathed, that the colors they saw in the world. And my experience of the world wasn't that. You know, I moved out of the house, I went to college, and learned more about traditions. I was like, oh, that one, that's the one, atheism. No theism. I have no theism. I guess that's me. I am a voracious reader, and I learn best from reading. So these are our books. They're incredibly crowded. We have them shelved too deep, and they're stacked upon stacked upon stacked. I think it's over here. Richard Dawkins' book, The God Delusion, is somewhere, and I know it's a very controversial book, but when I read The God Delusion, so much of it resonated with me. This is from the preface. I suspect, well, I'm sure, that there are lots of people out there who have been brought up in some religion or other, are unhappy in it, don't believe it, or are worried about the evils that are done in its name. People who feel vague yearnings to leave their parents' religion and wish they could, but just don't realize that leaving is an option. If you are one of them, this book is for you. There are spiritual people who practice Zen, but there's nothing inherently in Zen teachings and Zen traditions and Zen practices that requires theism or requires spirituality. That question, I think, is answered very well by the opening of The Way of Zen by Alan Watts. He says on page 3, Zen Buddhism is a way and a view of life which does not belong to any of the formal categories of modern Western thought. It is not religion or philosophy. It is not a psychology or a type of science. I try to always take a moment before engaging in any activity to think about how that activity does or will connect me with the world. When I'm knitting, I try to think, where did this yarn come from? Sheep, fields, in a different country? I'm connected to the people that grew the fibers, that spun it, that sold it. I try to really be present in it and to give it my full attention, to really experience it. To think about how the colors look against each other. This yarn is bright orange. And to think about the light in the room and how that affects how I see the colors. That today is a gray day, it's cloudy. We're probably going to be lucky to get some rain. And then as I think about these thoughts, I let them go. To take a deep breath. Try to experience the present and to be in the present and to get into the flow of the work.